Okay, guys, we are back for part two. So we left with me showering and getting dressed to head to the club. And I was supposed to iron his dress pants, but I guess he got tired of waiting for me because when I came out, he had just about finished them himself. I told him I would have done them, but he joked and said he had dignity. Then we joked some more before he went into the shower and got dressed. I tried taking some pictures while I waited, but the lighting wasn't the best, and I needed the height to be right. Propping the phone up just didn't work, so I waited until he got out to do it, and he was very happy to. After that, we sent for the Uber, and we were off. The first club we got to was Beyond Dead, but we didn't even go in because right before we did, my man realized that he had left his phone in the Uber. I couldn't believe it, but quickly went into action and used the app to report it and then call the driver. Luckily, he wasn't too far. He found the phone and brought it right back to us before ending his shift. We were extremely thankful and gave him a physical tip as well as one on the app. We just thank God because my man literally got the phone last week for his birthday, so that would have been crazy. Anyway, we decided not to waste time and go into the club, so I sent for a new Uber for the next club. This time it was much busier, but the setup was less than desirable. They had a stage on the inside of the bar, but you couldn't get to any of the girls if you wanted to tip them. In fact, the entire bar thing felt awkward, and all the comfortable booths said reserved. We left there pretty quickly and head to our next location. The trend had been increasing in niceness, so we hoped the next spot would be even better, and it was. We really liked this one and even got a dance from one of the girls, which was super hot. The setup of this club was nice and the dance area was private. We liked it a lot and marked it on our list as permanent. They literally stayed open until 8 a.m., which is crazy but pretty cool too. Anyway, after maybe a half hour or 45 minutes, we left and head to our final club for the night. This one was one of our regulars and it didn't disappoint. Though less crowded than normal, we still found a girl that danced nice and got a joint dance from her. It was hot and a turn on once again, and we got back home. He pleased me, showing just how turned on he was. I loved it and was put into immediate bliss. Then afterwards, he suggested we put on an episode of The Floor before going to sleep. I was down. However, we were both disappointed when we realized that Fox didn't Chromecast. We didn't let that deter us, though. We watched half of it on my phone, and then he started getting super tired, so we went to bed and vowed we'd complete it the next day. We woke up maybe 3 hours later. It didn't feel like it, but we both lay in bed and taunted one another about if we were up yet or not. Eventually, we got up, and being that we were both in the mood, satisfied our itch. After that, we were ready to eat, so we head out for bagels and found a place right by the corner of our hotel. The sandwiches looked so good, so I got a bacon, egg, and cheese on a raisin bagel, and he got sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. We loved them, and they were perfectly with my tea and his hot chocolate. We were pretty full after that, so we set off walking to get some juice for the day. I put on my run, and by the time we got back to the hotel, we'd burned 119 calories and walked a mile in 29 minutes. We were so proud of ourselves and went up to watch our movie for the weekend, Silver Linings Playbook. It started off cool, but we were tired after 22 minutes, so we paused it to take a nap and come back to it later. We woke up a few hours later and finished the movie. It was cool overall. He rated it with a high 3 and me a 3.5. We were both in agreement that the critics rated it a bit high for our liking, but it was a solid movie, even though pretty predictable. In the movie, the protagonist, a guy who was bipolar and had gone through a traumatic experience which caused him to snap, was trying to recover after being institutionalized. He, of course, befriended a girl who was lost, also in recovery for her own reasons, and they ended up finding an unexpected bond. The movie was cute and had some drama, but just a regular movie overall. We finished it, and then after some frolicking, finished the episode of The Floor and started getting ready for the concert. It became sad again for me, as I partially packed my bag and thought that tomorrow our bubble would burst. I pushed it aside, though, and went back to living in the moment because I refused to let my future thoughts control me. I finished packing, showered, and put on a game show while he got ready. In between, we frolicked, though, and laughed at ourselves in the mirror as we poked at our fat stomachs and looked sad and pitiful. I swear we're always doing something foolish, and I love it. Once Raid the Cage was done, we put on our jackets and walked to the restaurant. We seated ourselves and proceeded to order our meals. When they arrived, they looked good, but I still say my portion looked tiny and I immediately knew I'd be hungry afterwards. But maybe that was good. I felt fat anyway. His portions was a little better, but he also felt it wasn't sufficient. Anyway, we quickly finished and head to the concert. When we arrived, the line was around the block, and then some, but we didn't stress it. It was a little surprised that there were so many people there, but I kind of expected it, because I figured even though Phineas is underrated to some, he's still out there to others and still Billie Eilish's brother. I really appreciated the gift of the concert he got me for Valentine's, and was so happy that he'd accompanied me, because this was our first concert together. We had to walk pretty far to the back, but decided to get some hot chocolate. I knew that Mickey D's was pretty close, so I volunteered to go while he held our place on line, because I knew exactly where it was. About 10 minutes later, he told me the line was moving and I was on my way back. Our timing was perfect because we were able to finish our hot chocolate before we went into the concert. Once inside, we went to the bathroom and then found our place in the concert hall. He found us the perfect spot because it was on a railing, so we'd be able to sit when we wanted. I commended him on it because I wouldn't have thought about it. We talked, frolicked, joked, and sat on the railing ledge while we waited for the concert to begin. In fact, we also waited until the opening act was done before we stood up. It's not that he wasn't good, but we didn't know him, so I didn't feel the need to get up. I did take a few names of his songs and planned to check him out. The vibe as we sat felt so great. He laid back on me and I held him. We flirted and played while hitting heads together and talking. I was so happy he was there with me and hoped he'd like Phineas when he came out. About an hour later, Phineas was up and he didn't disappoint. His concert was great and my man got into it and liked multiple songs from him. He even said he was going to get a few of them too, which made me feel good because he knew about Phineas from me and now he got to see him in person. It was cool and the moment surreal. Our first concert together. I sang to him, danced with him, held him, loved him, and enjoyed every moment with him. I also got to use his phone to take pictures and videos of Phineas, so I was super happy about that. The concert ended about 10:45 p.m. and we walked over to Mickey D's to get a large fry to share. If we had known it would have been so packed, we probably would have reevaluated our choice, but we were there, so I continued on. But then, in the midst of us waiting, my phone died, so I couldn't send for the Uber. It was annoying, but he created a new account on his phone and ordered the Uber for us instead. See, like I said earlier, we never let things stress us. One of us always saves the other one way or the other, and I love that. We got our fries and walked a block or two to wait for the Uber, and then we were off and headed back to our apartment. We knew we would have to find an overnight lot to put our cars because Monday street parking would mess us up. We thought it would be a quick process, but proved to be otherwise. We ended up going to maybe 6 different parking lots and denied each one because of their astronomical overnight prices. About 30 minutes later, we were over the whole thing and ended up back at the first guy we checked. His prices were the best considering, so we dropped off our cars and head back home. We decided to put on a movie while we packed, and I chose This Is Me Now because it was only an hour and 5 minutes. Unfortunately, it wasn't really good. We understood her concept, but it lacked the necessary dialogue to pull the viewer in. Rather, it was her talking, then dancing, then talking, then dancing. Like I said, it was cool, but not the best. However, for the level of concentration we were prepared to give, it was perfect. We finished it pretty quickly and both agreed on a 2.5 out of 5 rating. I love J-Lo and all, but for this one, I honestly wouldn't recommend it. Anyway, it was now time for bed, so I finished my writing and hopped into bed with the love of my life. I woke up around 5-something to a coughing fit and a lot of chest congestion. I tried to be quiet about it and go to the bathroom, but when I came out, my boyfriend's concerned look was present. He asked if I needed him to get me tea. I was so grateful because it was the sweetest gesture ever, being that he was fast asleep, but I declined. We fell back and woke up again 4 hours later. We felt rested enough, so started getting ready to leave. Neither of us wanted to, though, and then he came up with a brilliant idea for us to go downstairs, get some tea, and then come up and watch another episode of The Floor. I loved the idea, especially since I wasn't feeling that good and my energy was low. He took notice of that, too, and was extremely attentive to me as I lay on the couch and we watched The Floor. I did participate on a few competitions with him, but just didn't have as much energy as usual. He noticed, and once the floor was done, told me to take a 20-minute nap while he went into the other room. It was so sweet, and I appreciated it. And I also appreciated how tenderly he touched my feet when I relaxed washing the floor. I always feel safe with him, and those tender moments are even more reason why. Anyway, that momentary nap was exactly what I needed, because even though I didn't really fall out, just closing my eyes for a bit helped, and I was back up even before the time. He came out the room and was surprised that we played a bit before checking out. The weekend was done, but not before we stopped to get our toasted cream bagels and take our cars out from the lot. Before we parted, we thanked each other for another amazing weekend, and I thanked him for the concert. Everything was great, besides the fact that our bubble was momentarily popped. But we stopped on the ride home to lessen the blow a bit and went over our top 5 moments and a few other things before wishing each other a good day. It had truly been an epic weekend, and even though neither of us wanted it to end, we felt satisfied with the level of time and attention we had with one another. So with that, I bid you adieu for now, my loves, and until next time, XOXO, Bombshell out.